When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Hawks about ready to honor one of the greatest they've ever had, Chris Chelios.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest defensemen to ever play the game. Definitely the greatest American defenseman to play the game.
Chelios trying to move along the board. Scott LeLewis, the Canadians will win the Stanley Cup.
You know, he could play defense, offense, tough as nails.
Chelios, incidentally, I mentioned during that big post-game brawl in Montreal that there was a trail of blood on the ice. It was from the hand of Chris Chelios.
He wasn't playing within the rules. He's going to play on that fine line. He knew what the edge was. He knew how to play on it.
Chelios going at it behind the play. It is Eichemann, yeah. I think.
Look at Robert and Chelios one-on-one.
Now Chelios taking a swing at Hatcher.
That would be ill-advised of Chelios.
The passion that he plays with the game. I mean, you just couldn't get enough of this guy.
The Chicago boy. Chris Chelios, who has just been spectacular with a heavy workload, and it seems that the more he plays, the better he gets.
I'd like to thank the Blackhawks organization for bringing me back home.
And now it's time for the BetMGM special honoring the Hall of Fame career of Chicago Blackhawks legend Chris Chelios and retirement of his number 7 jersey. Broadcasting live at Kaiser Tiger, located at 1415 West Randolph. Brought to you by 670 The Score and BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And now let's get to your hosts, David Haugh and Mark Grody.
Happy Sunday, Chicago, and welcome to a special BetMGM broadcast on 670 The Score. We are at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph. I am David Haugh, along with Mark Grody, and it is a celebration of Chris Chelios. They will retire his jersey, number 7, later today at the Hawks and the Red Wings game at 5 o'clock. The ceremony is at 3:15. You do not want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It all started for Chris Chelios right here with a $5 pair of skates his mom's bought for him at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Park, and culminating later when they raised number 7 to the rafters, the kind of hockey immortality everybody dreams about when they put on the skates for the first time. And Chris Chelios, the man of the hour, joins us now. It is his day, and he's taking a few minutes out of that to join us to talk about it. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? And I have to apologize. I couldn't make it down there today. I'm kind of busy.
You've been kind of busy. You've been the man about town, loving all the places you've gone and all the people that we know are coming today. Chris, I guess as you reflect, before we get to, you know, obviously some of the nuts and bolts of the ceremony, what are you proudest of as you reflect on your career as you have spent the past week or so doing?
I mean, for me, it's always been about my teammates, you know, my family, and now in this case, the whole city, Chicago. And the fact that, you know, I've mentioned it before, I'm only one of two Chicago athletes to ever have their jersey retired in their hometown along with Dick Butkus. So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Destiny, fate. I like to say a lot of luck too. You know, this path I took, as you mentioned, coming from Evergreen Park, nobody played organized hockey, you know, at least in my era. So as crazy as it seems, I'm just proud of the fact that I've represented Chicago, and I think they appreciate the effort I gave when I had, you know, my 7-8 years here in Chicago, and the way they've received me, and not only because of the jersey retirement, but since I've been back the past 6 years when Rocky brought me back, it's a great feeling to be able to walk the streets and people are just so nice to me and respectful, and that's how I grew up treating people, and it sure paid off because it's a heck of a feeling for me and my family.
Hey, Chris, it's Mark Garrodi. Congratulations to you. Looking forward to all of the festivities and, like David said, hearing about the festivities. But I think it's pretty perfect that Detroit is the team that is here to play the Blackhawks today because, obviously, Detroit played a significant part in your career. Did you ever think while you were playing for Detroit and there was that little bit of conflict between the fan base with the Blackhawks and you at that point that you would make it back to Chicago, play for the Blackhawks and be having this day today? Because there had to have been some sweaty moments with you or awkward moments at times with Detroit and the relationship you had with Blackhawks fans.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the next 10 years has, you know, had a lot to do with my longevity and having this career, but you're right. I wouldn't say it's a little rivalry. I'd say it was a heck of a rivalry between the two cities. And, you know, when I went there, people obviously didn't like me at all. And it took, you know, I think when we won the cup, then I became part of that Red Wings family. And, you know, all was forgiven. And then fast forward, you know, 6-8 years later, the Chicago Blackhawks in 2010 win their cup and then go on to win two more cups. And by that point, I think all was forgiven. And at first I'm thinking, geez, I'm not going to have anywhere to live. I got Detroit that hated me. I got Chicago that hated me.
But, so awkward.
You know, I just kept playing long enough where, you know, statute of limitations, they forgot about me for a while. And then when I did come back finally, it was good. I've been received and they've forgiven and it's all good. And now I'm watching my buddy Patrick Kane. I think he'll be received a little better than I was because of what he accomplished here. But he's in the same boat, and someday, you know, he'll always be remembered as a Blackhawk. But for now, you know, he's good. He's doing well.
He is. He's coming in hot. The Red Wings are playing very well, and he's a big reason why, Chelly. All right, so on Wednesday, you sounded like you were still kind of smoothing out the rough edges of your speech. Maybe you weren't quite sure what direction you were going to go. How do you feel about it? How many times have you edited it, and what will we remember about it?
I've been last 4 hours with my daughter, Kaylee, because that's all that money I paid for her at Northwestern to get her journalism master. I figure who better, you know, it's hit or miss. You know, I'll be nervous for sure. It's how can you not be nervous on a day like this? I don't know. I mean, I've had good ones. I've had, you know, not so good ones. But again, hope I'm just going to speak from the heart and it just kind of comes out of my mouth. It doesn't stumble out, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to it to being over. How's that?
Yeah, it is an amped up day. I totally get what you're saying about that you're loving the moment, but it's a lot to take in. The intro that they play with the highlights, the Pearl Jam bed underneath it, it sounded great. Whoever put that together, that was beautiful. Chris Chelios, good friends with Eddie Vedder. Is Eddie going to sing you onto the ice? I assume he's going to be there. Is he going to do a couple songs for the folks at the United Center? What's going on? What's Eddie's part today?
You know what? Quite honestly, after what they pulled in September when they dragged me up on the stage when I thought I was doing a tribute to Rocky and had no idea that they were going to announce that I was getting my jersey retired, they've kept me in the dark. You know, and last night, Eddie, we had a party last night. And once again, I told Eddie I just wanted him to come and enjoy it. But he can't help himself. As a friend, he went up there and the friends, the family, he blew them away last night. That's what it's all about. You know, I had people in from all over and they had no idea that he was playing and he just jumped up on stage and killed it. So hopefully today at some point, you know, the fans are going to get a chance to see him and I'm sure they will, but I don't know what's in store, but I'm guessing the Hawks. I didn't even want to go inside yesterday to see all the billboards and the signage. I wanted to be surprised when I walked in today and that thing, it's going to be amazing because it's been a lot of work and the Hawks have been so supportive in everything. And I mean, I got over 300 people coming to the game. It's crazy.
Wow.
Chelly, I'm also getting unconfirmed reports, Chelly, that last night you might have been singing as well, and Cindy Crawford might have been on the tambourine.
What?
Yeah, I hope there's no video, but chances are there is. So just I hope they don't show him at the game today. I hope they come out later.
Is Eddie Vedder that friend that you get in trouble, that gets you in trouble every? Because we all have that friend. Is Eddie that friend for you?
Honestly, no. Like, I mean, I talked 20 years ago, when we were younger and a little more wilder, but never getting in trouble. In fact, he never had security in the beginning, so we just kind of managed to go under the radar. And but now he's larger than life, and it's a little tougher. And the whole social media thing, and we're a lot more careful. But we like to go public, but we like to be private. And again, they're not too much. We haven't had problems for years, quite honestly.
Among those 300 friends, one Michael Jordan, is another Wayne Gretzky. Will they be in the building?
Michael will not. He sends his best. I had a nice conversation with him. But Gretz is here, Messier, one of my favorites, Brian Leach, Brett Hull, the Blackhawks, obviously, Jaren, and that group. So there's a ton of, Johnny Mack's going to come. I've known these people. That's the one thing, the benefit of playing as long as I did, these people you meet, how interesting they are. And not just the celebrities. I'm going to have half of my block from 101st Street here. I got a ton of guys from Mount Carmel here. So it's going to be great.
One of the things that happens, Chris, when you obviously are the breaking news today, you're the big news today, I should say, not the breaking news, is we start to think about the greatest American hockey players ever, and you are one of them. Patrick Kane is one of them. How much pride do you take in that, and do you have a ranking for yourself?
I do not have a ranking, but when you're talked about, like you say, if you're one of the greatest, you're great. I guess if you're great, you're great. It's just different times. I think I use Michael Jordan as a perfect example. LeBron's trying to say he's the greatest. I don't know if Kobe ever said it, but, it's just different times, different eras. In my heart, Michael is the best ever as far as a team player and everything he brought to the table and the whole picture. And so, like I said, I'm proud to be American, that's for sure. Kaner, no question. Mike Modano right now has the most points. But the way Kaner's going with the three cups and now, still in not the prime, but still playing at a level, I think Kaner will go down as one of the greatest players, barring any injuries.
So, Chelly, we know you have places to go and people to see. Just a couple more minutes, because one thing I unearthed or found that I didn't know about you in all of these tributes and all of this history, do you realize you're still the all-time leader in penalty minutes for the Blackhawks?
I do, but those are not quality minutes, and I'll tell you why. Every time we were losing, and that, especially in the old stadium, I figured to give the fans something to talk about on their walk out to the car, just go grab someone or run someone, get 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and add them up. But that's what I did. I felt like if you didn't have a good game, at least you owed the people something. And that's where those minutes piled up. I don't know if it was Reggie Kerr had the record for a period, and I broke that. I felt terrible. He wanted to kill me. So, yeah, not a good stat. But, that was kind of the Mike Keenan, Daryl Sutter days when we were, just a wild, tough team. And that was all part of our stick.
Do you have a favorite teammate of all time?
Quite honestly, no, because I got along with everybody so well. I treated everybody the same, whether it was one of our star players or just a role player. So, I got along with everybody, and they'll tell you that. And I think that's, you asked me what I was most proud of, that, the respect I had for my teammates and other, other players from other teams. I'm glad, some of my favorites are here today for sure, with Eddie, Tony Amonte, Jeremy Roenick, Eric Weinrich, Keith Carney. So, and I'm going to say it, I wish I could have had everybody on the ice for who I play with the Blackhawks, but it's just not possible.
Last thing, Chelly, because I want you to be able to pay tribute to the Wirtz family. I know good friends with your family, and this whole process started before the late Rocky Wirtz passed away, and that has to make it special and has to make you feel like, that's someone who you will also remember today. Can you put into words what that relationship has meant to you over the years and how this began with you and Rocky and just an idea?
Yeah, well, I'll go back further first. His father, Bill Wirtz, he's the one that made the trade. Mike Keenan obviously was orchestrated it, but at the end of the day, it was Bill Wirtz who brought me home to Chicago. And most of my, dealings were with Bill Wirtz and Peter Wirtz at the time, because Rocky was running the Judge and Dolph liquor distributorship that they had. And then, you know, you fast forward when Rocky took over and what he did for the team, what he did for the city, you know, learning from his father and then, you know, changing a lot of things. And he called me a year before he hired me as an ambassador and just told me, "You're ready. We're going to welcome you with open arms and you'll be a Blackhawk for the rest of your life." And it was just too good to be true. You know, they've done everything for my family. Even when I was playing with Detroit, they rolled out the red carpet for my parents, you know, to come to the games and treat them like they got unbelievably. So now Danny's taken over and I've got a great relationship with him too. But no question, Rocky, what he, you know, he did it in the liquor business and then, you know, he came to the Blackhawks, promised them a Stanley Cup, and he delivered. So I owe everything to the Wirtz family, everything I have, you know, and now with my daughter. Actually, you know, they bring my daughter into the broadcasting booth, and it's so much fun to be there and watch her. That's a dream come true.
She does a great job. You are the best, Chris. We really appreciate all your time today and all season long as you join us on the Mullion Hall Show every Wednesday morning. Enjoy today. Savor every moment, and thank you so much.
Thank you, you guys. Take care.
Chris Chelios, number 7, going up into the rafters today, one of the all-time great Blackhawk players. Certainly going to be recognized as such today. This is a celebration of Chris Chelios and that moment here at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph. Come join us. It's the BetMGM special broadcast. We're talking hockey on the Score, Grody. What's going on here?
It's good hockey, too. It's good stuff. I'm enjoying it.
Let's do that hockey. I mean, this is not something we'd spend a lot of time talking, but special occasions call for us to do special things, and this is one of those things. Also, we have to let people know, obviously, we are the flagship station for the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs overnight, as it would, you just knew this was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. We block off 3 hours for hockey. We got to talk about Cody Bellinger because it is the big story of the Cubs offseason, which apparently is over now. Because it doesn't matter. They got what they wanted. They got what they needed. Cody Bellinger is a Cub. The reports are 3 years,
yeah.
$80 million. There's a couple opt-outs. He's going to get $30 million per year for the next two, $20 million in the third if he's still here. Who knows what's going to happen, but I look at this as a testament of the patience of Jed Hoyer, the discipline of Tom Ricketts, and the way the Cubs waited out Scott Boras, the agent for Cody Bellinger. They get Belly back. This is a celebration of Chelly and Belly at Kaiser Tiger. So
Chelly and Belly, baby.
Too.
Well, I am very happy they got the deal done with Bellinger. I was starting to sweat a little bit, I think, just like everybody else, with the prospect of, oh my goodness, are they just going to depend on Pete Crow Armstrong to start this season, or Brennan Davis, or Mike Talkman? Like, at this point in the rebuild or the advancement of the Cubs, you cannot have that. But I will say this, too. Like, to me, it was essential. They had to get this is not a bonus. It can be celebrated
right
that they signed him today. But this is something that they had to do. It was essential, minimal competency for this offseason. And I still wish that they had time, well, I guess they still do, to add more. Because I thought this would get taken care of earlier, and they could add more than just Cody Bellinger. But good for the Cubs to get the deal done.
When you sign Craig Counsell to the richest contract for any manager in baseball in November, you create expectations that are oversized. And you think, look, maybe, okay, you create the expectation that this is going to be the beginning of an offseason that's going to be very special.
Exactly.
And when the time kind of lagged, we started to get a little bit more anxious from the Cub fan perspective, and you started to get a little bit restless and maybe even say, hey, Jed, what's going on here? Do your job. When I think he did have the discipline to wait it out, and he got the deal that really, you look at it, Grody, in Major League Baseball, the way that salaries are right now, this is a bargain. And the Cubs have to feel very good about the numbers and the investment because it doesn't necessarily overextend them in terms of years.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned PCA and center field. It allows them to have their prospects still on the right track.
Let them develop, exactly.
And it gives Craig Counsell a lot of flexibility with the roster so he can do more with more. We know what he can do more with less. And now he's got Cody Bellinger added to a lineup that, to me, is now good enough to say you can win the NL Central.
Well, you've got the Belly there, and as you said, it's on a good contract. The money still exists, so Matt Chapman still available right now to potentially play third base for the Cubs.
Yep.
You and I talked about it a little bit off the air, and I know this is something we can get into at another time or today. I am not thinking, I don't think there's any way that Christopher Morel is actually the starting third baseman for the Cubs.
You were more definitive than that off the air, but I think that you're wise to soften that stance, Grody, because it could happen. It could happen.
Well,
and it could be just fine. It could be just fine.
So you're accepting just fine at third base. And when has he been just fine?
He's just fine at third base, but he's going to hit 35 home runs.
I mean, I love the bat, and I love that they're thinking we've got to figure out a way to justify that and have him play somewhere. I am nervous with the idea. Unless he's going to play third base two or three times a week and maybe DH the other days, I could maybe live with that.
Plenty of time to discuss the future of the Cubs now that Cody Bellinger is back. And we also are going to talk to Steve Larmer today. We're going to talk to Doug Wilson today. We're going to talk to Dale Talon today. We're going to have Steve Rosenblum stop by. And he's not going to suck
today. Not today.
He's going to be a great guest.
Not on this day.
And we're going to talk hockey. But when we come back, we're going to set the table with the Chicago Cubs and what it means to get Cody Bellinger back with our baseball expert, Bruce Levine. It is a special broadcast here, talking hockey, and Chris Chelios celebrating number 7 going into the rafters on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But the Reds got 2 gift runs in the top of the inning. It's 5-2 Cubs.
Bellinger drives one in the air. That'll get the momentum back for the Cubs side. Get out the tape masher. Long gone to right field. Off the video board. Bellinger with a long home run, and the Cubs lead 7-2.
Welcome back to the BetMGM special celebration on The Score for Chris Chelios raising his number 7 jersey into the rafters at the United Center later this afternoon. But there's also big baseball news here in town because Cody Bellinger, thank you, Pat Hughes, for that highlight. Now he can hit another home run, and you can call another belly bomb because Cody Bellinger signed overnight with the Chicago Cubs, coming back on a 3-year deal worth $80 million. Let's get some insight from our baseball expert, Bruce Levine. Bruce, thank you for joining us again. It's been a busy weekend. I know we talked about this on Inside the Clubhouse, and here it is, overnight, the Cubs get their guy. What does it mean to this season in terms of expectations?
Well, what it means to the season, and again, you and I talked about it on Inside the Clubhouse a lot this winter, the fact that they held to their guns, they held to what they wanted to spend, they held to their plan with their minor leagues, and the fact that they are flush with great young prospects in the minor league that are outfielders. So this fits in perfectly with the plan of the luxury tax, spending, development of their farm system, and having a plan beyond 2024. This is perfect, and it should work out great for Bellinger, who's going to make $30 million, which is a $13 million raise over last year. And if he goes out there and has a great year, the Cubs get a great deal for him, helping them hopefully go to the playoffs. And he gets a chance at 29 to go out there in a new marketplace with maybe more money for teams out there through RSNs that are available, and be able to maximize the fact that he's 29 coming off of 2 great years.
You get that one deal done, and sometimes, Bruce, it leads to more. Anything left in the tank in terms of consequence, in terms of signings for Jed Hoyer now that Cody Bellinger is here?
No.
Wow, no.
No. I mean,
why?
They're already over the luxury tax.
Okay.
So
that's that. Okay.
No. Well, I mean, you know, you can sit there and dream about Chapman or dream about J.D. Martinez, but that's not a part of the plan. The plan is right now to augment the roster with Bellinger being in there, and their young players come through the system. They believe in their young players. They believe that Christopher Morel is a 30 to 40 home run hitter every year. They believe that with an opportunity, he's going to be better at third base. He might not be Brooks Robinson. He might not be the best third baseman in the world, but you're going to find a place other than DH for a young guy at 25 years old to hit 37 home runs and drive in 100. So going over the luxury tax is not the idea. They're going to be over. They're going to be paying a tax going into next year. How much more? You're going to have to leave some flexibility for Hoyer and for Hawkins to add to this team in the middle of the year or at the trading deadline. So your money is not going to be spent right now. The plan is, you know, set right now. They have improved their bullpen. They have at least equaled or hopefully better their starting pitching beginning last year. So constituted right now, this should be, without a lot of major injuries, an 85 to 90 win team. If that's the case, they'll be vying to win the division.
Quickly, before we let you go, Bruce, we have Steve Larmer waiting, but I wanted to know your impression of this interpretation. This was Jed Hoyer winning a stare down with Scott Boras. This was Tom Ricketts showing good discipline in a negotiation with one of the most powerful agents in baseball. The Cubs won this one. Doesn't mean they're going to win the next one, but I look at this and say the Cubs' patience paid off, and you have to give credit to Hoyer and Ricketts.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it for a win for Bellinger, too. The $30 million is not a bad amount of money to be able to walk away from. The RSNs hurt Bellinger, okay? He would have gotten a 5 or 6 year deal from 2 or 3 other teams if all the other teams were not losing $60 to $80 million a year in TV money this year, like 15 teams are. So the marketplace was not there for him. The Cubs took advantage of it. They did a great job. I think it's going to work out for everybody.
Bruce, thank you so much for your quick time this morning. We know, or this afternoon, the morning turned into afternoon very quickly because of all the breaking news. We will continue to get your insight throughout the week on the Mullenhaus Show and on all the shows, and, of course, next Saturday on Inside the Clubhouse. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Bruce Levine, baseball expert. little surprising that he was very quick to shut down the fact that this does not mean the Cubs are not now going to open the door for Matt Chapman, going to spend on another pitcher.
I mean, we were just talking about how reasonable the contract is and the idea, okay, that there's still some money, but apparently there's not still money to spend. And, yeah, Bruce couldn't get that out of his mouth before I even asked the question. What? That's it. No more.
Bruce is not wasting any time because he knows this is a hockey show. This is a hockey broadcast. We are at Kaiser Tiger 1415 West Randolph. Come and join us. Celebrate Chris Chelios getting his jersey retired today, later, at the United Center. Number 7 goes into the rafters. It is a celebration of Chelly. So we're going from Belly back to Chelly, and we're going to talk about Steve Larmer, what he remembers about playing with Chris Chelios and how he would put into perspective an ex-teammate achieving really hockey immortality. That nobody's ever going to forget Chris Chelios. Now forever, the number 7 will hang in the rafters. Steve Larmer was a great, great, great Blackhawk from 1980 for about 12 seasons, and he joins us now. Steve, thank you for joining The Score. How are you doing today?
We're doing very good, thank you.
So, number 7 goes into the rafters. Chris Chelios has been celebrated all week long in Chicago. What is your fondest memory of being Chris Chelios' teammate?
Just how, you know, he's such a great competitor. I mean, he just competed hard every shift, every period, every game, and, you know, he came to work. You know, he never took a night off. He never took a shift off. He was just the ultimate competitor and a great teammate and somebody that was, you know, you could learn a lot from, and it was lots of fun to be around.
Steve, you once referred to Chris Chelios as a freak of nature, not normal physically or mentally. What did you see from him that made you say that?
Well, just his workouts were a little unorthodox. You know, I mean, he was way ahead of the curve back then. Obviously, you know, riding his bike in the sauna, and I mean, you know, paddleboarding in the ocean, and these unbelievable workouts through the, you know, Santa Monica Mountains that he used to tell us about, and you know, he just really was a guy that took great care of his body and was able to play, you know, for 20 some odd years and was a great player for that long.
You played in 884 consecutive regular season games, and you're saying that Chris Chelios was the one in great shape? You must have been done something yourself to be able to put yourself in that kind of physical condition. Were you guys good for each other in that way, in terms of pushing each other as much as you must have?
No, my workouts were nowhere near what Chelios. I just was very lucky to be able to play as many games as I could. No, Chelios, you know, he really put the time and the work and the effort into it all and stuff like that. And he was just a fabulous guy to, you know, be around and to pick his brain. And, you know, he was a great teammate and somebody that he was a lot more fun playing with than he was against. He had he had a nasty streak in him, and he could play any kind of a game. He could play a finesse game. He could play a physical game. He could play a line brawl game or whatever you wanted. He was adaptable, and he could play in any situation, and he could do many, 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 many things.
And that said, Steve, what did a great defenseman like Chris Chelios mean to a great scorer as you were as well? What did that mean to have that guy, that presence, that stability?
Well, you know, you didn't, when Chris was on the ice and whatnot, you didn't spend a whole lot of time in your own end. So, you know, he was great at, he was a great defender. You know, he was, I remember sitting on the bench many nights watching him and going, I can't believe this guy didn't beat him wide or whatever and whatnot. But Chris had this, could actually pick a step up when he would pivot to turn, as opposed to every other defenseman in the league that would lose that half a step. Chelly was the one that was able to pick it up. He could do that better than anyone And he just was a great defender. He was a really good skater. He was a smart player, and he, you know, moved the puck out of his own end as quickly as possible, which as a forward is all you can ask for, and because it's a lot more fun playing in the other team's end than it is in your own end.
We're talking with former Blackhawk great Steve Larmer here on 670 The Score, special broadcast honoring Chris Chelios at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph in the West Loop, brought to you by BetMGM. So, Steve, when you look back at your time in Chicago, 1992 had to be very special of a season because people who are now of a certain age, the younger hockey fans in Chicago, they forget that they didn't have, you know, they didn't used to win three cups in 6 years the way that we got spoiled in 2010, 13, and 15. What was 92 like for you being Chelios' teammates? You guys were leaders on that team, and how special of a year was that?
Well, I think that's the year that we went to the finals and we lost to Pittsburgh. But I think that was I think up until that time, every team that we lost to in the playoffs got to play in the Stanley Cup, whether they won the Stanley Cup or they got to the finals. I mean, we lost to Calgary 1 year. I think they went on and won it. Edmonton won, 4 and 5 years? And it was hard to get out of that the Western Conference with Edmonton being as good as they were for as long as they were. And the 1 year Minnesota beat us out, I think 91, when we had a really good opportunity to go a long way. And or that was maybe 93 after we went to the finals. And, you know, they lost to Pittsburgh in the finals. So it was a real nice reward, you know, getting to, you know, that opportunity to play in the finals after, you know, being there for 11 years or whatever, and finally getting that chance to get to the finals with all of the great teammates that we had.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaker too, because unfortunately that team, you guys were swept by Pittsburgh, which was, you know, all world as well at that time. But I was just thinking about it too. I think you played your entire career at the old Chicago Stadium. Is that right? Did you ever play in the United Center? Was it all Chicago Stadium?
It was all the Chicago Stadium.
What was that building like?
Phenomenal. It was it was a special place to play. I mean, you know, I think in 1991 we had the All-Star game there, and that was when Desert Storm was going on. And
yeah.
I don't think I can remember. You know, the national anthem, I don't think, was ever as loud as it was during that time. And it was just an incredible place to play. The fans seemed like they were sitting right on top of you, and they were actually part of the game. And it was a cool place to play. It was a nice building. The ice was a little bit smaller than it was in most rinks, so you could kind of, you know, put the team on the ice that had the best chance of winning in that kind of a condition for the, you know, the 40 or the 42 home games that you had. So it was a cool place to play.
So, Steve, before we let you go, we are here because they're obviously retiring Chris Chelios as number 7. The conversation then goes to, okay, who's next? Who would be the next guy, whether it's current or more recent to past or going back into your day, to have his jersey number retired? We know there's been an online petition to try to get your number 28 raised to the rafters as well. What would that mean to you, and how much do you pay attention to that stuff?
Well, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it. I mean, I'm up in Peterborough, so I'm quite a ways away from it all. But, no, it would be a great honor, obviously, to, you know, have your number retired, especially with an original six team and the history that they've had for as long as they've had. And, you know, I'm just happy, really happy for Chelly. And I think that this is a real deserving moment for him, being a, you know, born and raised Chicago kid and whatnot. It's an incredible time for him. And I couldn't be happier for him. He's the most deserving person, I think, of this that I can think of right now.
Steve, thank you so much for your time and your memories and sharing them with us and the Chicago hockey audience. All the best.
Well, thank you very much.
Steve Larmer, former Blackhawk great, teammate of Chris Chelios, doesn't do a ton of interviews, but I'm glad he did this one.
Yeah, he was so great. And you talk about, we were talking about popular players. I think we're doing it off the air. But Steve Larmer, a little bit low-key popular, but, man, that dude was just consistent and a straight-up scorer.
He's got a following.
He does have a Chicago following.
Appreciated the way he played, just how you described it.
Absolutely. Everybody knows Steve Larmer, who is a Blackhawks
No
fan.
Doubt about it. He's Mark Grody. I'm David Haw. We are here, 1415 West Randolph, Kaiser Tiger. Come join us. Great place to celebrate Chris Chelios having his jersey retired. BetMGM has done a terrific job putting this all together. We will be here until 3 o'clock, and then we will head over to the United Center because that's where the action will be. And then 5 o'clock, they're dropping the puck. Patrick Kane's in town. The Red Wings are in town, and they're coming in hot. We're going to talk about that and what you should wear and maybe shouldn't wear.
You're coming in hot.
To the game
That's
today.
Who's coming in hot.
Hall's coming in hot. We'll do that when we come back. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I'm just pumped for the video tribute. I think it's going to be pretty nasty. He had some sick highlights here. I've watched every one of his mixtapes probably 100 times.
You surprised his heart break cell. He's so popular 11 years after he started it.
No, I mean, I think you kind of pioneer something, and you know, it's pretty cool. So whenever someone does it, it's always traced back to him, which I think is pretty sweet. So he's had some cool sellies, you know, in his years. So you know, he's an icon in the game. And he's someone that is going to be remembered forever, and he's still playing at such an elite level, and he's still like point per game and buzzing on that team. So I mean, I love watching him play. I love following what he does for the last, whatever, 10, 20 years, my whole life. Not 20, but...
Welcome back to the Score special celebration of Chris Chelios having his jersey number 7 retired. Sponsored by BetMGM today. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. Mark Grody, David Haw, talking hockey. We're talking hockey, Grody. That was Connor Bedard talking about Patrick Kane. One great Blackhawk. Paying respect to another former Blackhawk. He's never going to feel like a former Blackhawk to me. Patrick Kane, I've been here 20 years in this market, and I have said this before, and I'll say it again today. Patrick Kane was the most exciting athlete that I've covered in town, consistently. He was my favorite athlete to cover of all Chicago sports
wow.
teams. So today, we're going to see people who felt the same way, who fell in love with this guy who is magical. On the ice, does things with the puck that nobody else can do, except for maybe Connor Bedard, guys like that. Number 88 is a jersey we're going to see a lot today, Mark Grody. And I ask you this. If you had both a 98 Bedard jersey and an 88 Kaner sweater, what you wearing today?
88.
You going old school?
Oh, absolutely.
You're wearing the number and the jersey of the Red Wing that is going to be breaking your heart about 7:30.
Oh, there's heartbreak with the Blackhawks this year.
I don't think we're
living like that.
They've lost 11 out of 12.
This is a three-time Stanley Cup champion with the Blackhawks. He won the Stanley Cup with a goal in Game 6 in Philadelphia in 2010. That goal, man, that's you remember where you were, jump out of your seats, holy crap, that actually went in. He's a former MVP with the Blackhawks. I think it's an absolute no-brainer.
No-brainer?
It's a 88 today, 88.
98 is, I've seen here as people kind of walk in and out and start to arrive, because the ceremony's at 3 o'clock down the street at the United Center. They're dropping the puck at 5, so we're going to be here till 3. I've only seen one Bedard jersey.
There's a Bedard back there in the corner.
I see that.
I want to tell you something right now, yeah. Haw. Check this out, Haw. I think that even Connor Bedard would want to wear an 88 today. I bet he will bust
He's
out an
88. He's got Kane's mixtape.
Wouldn't that? Yeah, he does have his mixtape. I love that.
That was cool.
He does have his mixtape. Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. Connor Bedard grew up watching Patrick Kane and going, sick, man. Another 360 goal right there. But,
How many number sevens do you think will be?
I think they'll be – hey, look, man. Like, looking around this bar right now, I've seen there's a Chelios up at the bar. There's a Makita over there. According to Ryan Porth, who is here as well, there was a Jocelyn Thibeault jersey as well, a goalie for everybody out there.
That's real. Going in the weeds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's deep level
hockey.
When
you go to Blackhawks games, man, there's pretty – the The old guard is pretty well represented.
No doubt about it.
But I do think that today, if you are at the game, it's going to be 88s, 98s. Those two will probably be the top two, and then probably
our
7.
Our own Brandon Fryer, who's keeping us sounding as we are sounding.
Yeah, with the
back
Pearl
at the studio,
beds.
Is wearing a number 7 in honor of Chris Chelios. But really, it's because Mount Carmel. The Mount Carmel, Chris Chelios, Brandon Fryer connection. That's why he's wearing number 7.
I didn't know he was a Mount Carmel
guy.
Right. Well, he's killing it back there, man. Hey, Fryer, I'm hearing all that Pearl Jam. I'm hearing all of it. It is circulating through my audio system every time you play it. And I know it's for Chelios, but it feels very good.
So whatever you wear, you're going to fit in because there's going to be a lot of attention. Somebody who has been around Blackhawk hockey for a very long time referred to today's game as the most significant game at the United Center. And I think maybe in terms of interest, in terms of buzz, in terms of all that we're doing there today. He said that it was the most significant hockey game the Hawks have played in since they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2015 clinched the cup on home ice, was a memorable, magical day.
Nine years ago.
That was a long time
ago. It was almost 10 years ago.
Since, but that seemed to be a little... We're talking about a regular season game in February.
Because Kaner is here and he's going up against Connor Bedard and the symbolism that
Kaner
exists.
Bedard, passing of the torch, Chelios being here, 300 of his famous friends in the building. Gretzky's going to be here, the great one, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Have some respect, Grody.
No, I mean, the great one. I think here's what it is. There's a lot of majesty to today's game.
That.
This is the most
hockey majesty.
That's what it is. Like in terms of this is the biggest actual game that has been played. No, there's going to be standing ovations. It's going to be in terms of an actual game. The game's going to be clunky.
All right, let me say this. Okay. Let me rephrase it then. See if you agree with this.
Okay.
This is the greatest buzz a last place team will create. No other last place team has created this big of a buzz probably in the last generation.
I have no choice but to accept that.
Yeah.
That of course that they should. That's what I was saying, like driving in here today, it's nice to feel a little bit of buzz, a spark, some energy on the west side of our great big beautiful city. This Blackhawks core of fans as loyal as any in Chicago. They did see a lot of winning for a long time with the three cups, but now it's been a little while, and it's starting to hurt
time.
A little bit. I mean, you have Bedard to stimulate the whole thing and maybe make it worthwhile this year.
Yeah,
but I am at the point of missing the Blackhawks being good.
The organization's been through a lot, both on and off the ice. It's winning time. It's time to feel good about the Hawks again. It's okay to feel good about the Hawks again. They have cleaned things up. They have cleaned people out. So now it's all about 98. It's all about Connor Bedard and what he brings in terms of promise, what he brings in terms of excitement and credibility, and what he will bring maybe in terms of free agents and also the prospects that are along the way. I think that, and I said this earlier in the week on the Mullane Haas Show, I wouldn't have to be here too long in a hockey environment to convince myself and then to convince you that the Hawks could be among – we talk about the Cubs. I think the Cubs are on the right trajectory now. They get Cody Bellinger back. That's a great re-signing.
I agree with that.
Then to me it's the Hawks. The Hawks in terms of healthy organization on the way to a championship and closer than any other – of the Chicago teams in town.
Why do you hate Ryan Poles?
I don't hate Ryan Poles.
How can you say the
blame? Show me the Bedard. Show me who that is going to be.
Well,
maybe it will
Caleb
be Caleb
Williams.
Williams.
I think that's
maybe
what I'm saying. If you're trying to play the anticipation game organizationally.
You got to in Chicago. What other
well,
game
no,
are you
no,
going to play?
I love the game. No,
Everybody loses the other game.
No, it's actually one of my favorite games, the game that you're playing right here. I'm shocked, though, that you went Blackhawks. And I'm willing to listen to the debate. But I'm just not sure what – I mean, you have Connor Bedard in place, but what other assets and all of that do you have going forward like the Bears have right now? So I would put the Bears ahead of the Blackhawks right now. I would put the Cubs ahead of the Blackhawks right now. I would not put the Chicago White Sox ahead of the Blackhawks. And I'm not saying that they're the margin of error or, like, the distance is great with the Blackhawks, but I can't sit here and put promise ahead of – in terms of the Blackhawks ahead of the Bears.
You're just Mr. Bears. That's okay.
847
raises an interesting point we'll get to later. I don't think we have enough time to now. Plus, we're going to talk to Doug Wilson in a moment. 847 texter. It feels awkward that they are retiring jersey number 7 without any mention of Brent Seabrook, who won 3 rings. That's a very good point. It's a very uncomfortable thing maybe to bring up today, but I don't think it's uncomfortable necessarily because it's there. He also wore number 7. Chelly was before that. And we can talk about
that's
all
interesting.
Because Brent Seabrook was the most underrated aspect.
He was great.
Of those championship teams. Maybe Corey Crawford could, but, you know, Seabrook won 3, mm-hmm. Crawford won 2.
Yeah, Duncan Keith was the loud, I mean, that figuratively, he was the
Hall
best.
Of Famer. He was no doubt Hall of Famer.
He was better, yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and debate that maybe later, but when we come back, Doug Wilson is not only a great hockey executive, not only a great hockey Hall of Famer, but he's a great former Blackhawk, and he's going to talk to us about Chris Chelios. We are at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph, celebrating Chris Chelios and his jersey number 7 being retired. Thank you to BetMGM for setting this all up. Mark Grody and David Haw will come back talking to Doug Wilson here on 670 The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.